does not bother me that there is cocaine in the White House. What bothers me is that it's illegal to have cocaine in the White House. If you think that cocaine should be illegal because it's dangerous, what do you think about isopropyl alcohol, bleach, hammers, kitchen knives, scissors, and hundreds of other dangerous items that are also in the White House? The truth is, the drug laws are much more dangerous than the drugs. Telling the truth about the dangers of drug use is much more effective protection than lying about drugs in order to protect the massive profits the politicians rake in from the criminally unconstitutional drug racket. Drug cartels are becoming an existential threat to the United States government. Our short-sighted elites have created the army that will take them out if they continue their reckless, prohibitionist policies. Drug prohibition has left us open to economic attacks, like the fentanyl invasion. If we had no drug prohibition, most people would neither know nor care how much fentanyl crossed our borders. The prohibition religion has nearly destroyed our culture, our honor, our economy, and our ability to defend ourselves. In the 19th century, we had good protection against dangerous drugs and foreign invasion. In the 20th century, we got drug prohibition, the central bank, and numerous other authoritarian criminal rackets. Now we don't respect our own laws, and neither does the global community. If we end the drug wars, the drug cartels will quickly cease to exist. If we end welfare programs, the foreign freeloaders will go home, and the domestic freeloaders will have to do some honest work. If we end the central bank racket, our economy will improve. And if we end the W-2 wage slavery, we will be on our way to a prosperous and stable society once again. There is no valid reason for us to fund our governance by crime. We should eliminate taxation as we know it today and substitute morally sound means of finance. We should fund our governance system with voluntary contributions and fees for services rendered. That would put our whole society on a morally sound foundation. Peace and prosperity would result, and we would once again be respected around the world. We need a constitutional amendment to end taxation and require all governance funding to be provided only by ethically sound means. We could have a social theory that did not permit crime at all. Now we have a system that officially and legally is funded by armed robbery. How crazy is that? Freedom works. Slavery sucks.